Breakfast with Richard King.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier we've had quite a few calls and emails about this medicine shortage, particularly with reference to antibiotics. And here's another headline that popped up earlier in the week. More than 50 antibiotics still in short supply in Australia, according to the TGA database. More than 400 medicines are in short supply across the nation, including more than 50 antibiotics, according to the Therapeutic Goods Administration Medicines Shortage Database. As of the 2nd of July, there were 409 medicines in shortage, including antibiotics, and apparently there's a critical shortage of 46 medicines. With more on that, joining me now, he's a local a pharmacist from Raymond Terrace. Tim Mitzi is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Richard. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Tim. Look, when we had a chat yesterday, you were saying there's been a shortage of some medicines for quite a few years now. Is that correct?
Yes. Look, this medicine shortage isn't new. It's been going on and been managed by pharmacies and the pharmacists for a while. I guess it's becoming a little bit more alarming with all the changes with 60-day dispensing. We just don't have the cash flow anymore to hold 6 months' worth of stock to make sure that our patients have access to medicines.
Right. Well, just back to this 60-day thing that the federal government brought in, the AMA was saying it's a wonderful thing, but pharmacists have been up in arms about it. Why are you against this, being able to get 2 months' supply of medicines?
Look, pharmacists are all about making savings to patients and to government. We're here to make sure that there's access to medicines. The issue with the 60-day dispensing or double dispensing is that there wasn't a proper consultation done with the industry, and issues like stock and stock outages is one of the key parts of it.
But surely, if I'm on, you know, which I'm not, but if I was getting ongoing medication for something over a long period of time, I'm still going to be getting the same amount, whether I get 1 month at a time or 2 months. So I'm still, it's not that I'm taking double the medication.
No, but there's only funding for one of those months. So the pharmacist is bearing the cost for the other month. So then that is what the cash flow issues are in terms of the access to these out-of-stock medications. Because like in my store, we've got amoxicillin, a general broad-spectrum antibiotic. We've been holding 6 months of that medication to make sure we can still supply it to patients. Now, I can't invest in holding 6 months' worth of stock when I'm only getting paid for every other month that I'm dispensing to the patients.
Yeah, but surely if somebody gets 2 months, they've got to pay for 2 months. You've got to... Oh, you're talking about the scripts, what you get for the script.
Yes, with a patient payment, it's a co-payment, so the patient pays 1 month instead of two. And you would expect that if we're handing out 2 months, we'd be getting paid two dispensing fees. But the government proposal is only one dispensing fee. So, yes, it doesn't make sense. Why would you pay for 1 month and get two? Someone has to pick up the tab, and at the moment, it's pharmacies that are picking up that tab.
All right. Well, given that you said, you know, this has been a problem for years, this, you know, 2 months' worth, that's only just become an issue. Why has it been a problem in the past and up until now?
Well, we've been managing the crisis. We've been
why do we have a crisis, though?
Well, we have a crisis because there's just not the stock in the country. We don't have the stock holding of medications. So we don't manufacture any medicine here in Australia anymore. We all buy it offshore. So we have to stand in line with every other country that is trying to buy medications. And when we've had global supply shortages, it affects the pharmacy industry as much as it affects every other industry.
Right.
But if you don't have access to your medications, what are you going to do? How are you going to treat those conditions?
Okay, so it's a supply chain issue.
Yeah.
All right.
With that supply chain issue too, the other thing is we do have quite affordable medicines here in Australia. So that puts us, unfortunately, at the bottom of the list when we're buying against other countries, when our buying power would be the same as, you know, the state of California.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
So with Australia, we have quite cheap medicines.
Yes.
But in other countries like America, they pay more for those medications, so they have a better access to buying what we do.
So they're paying more for it because they're getting more for it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about this accusation that pharmacists have been buying in bulk and that's part of the problem?
I think it's quite interesting at the moment. Pharmacy is one of the most trusted health professionals, but the current government is trying to paint us out to be money-hungry business owners. When a pharmacy is trying to buy stock to make sure they have it for their patients, they're the ones that are going to have to say to them, I'm sorry, I have nothing to give you. You know, and when you look at a mum that's trying to get antibiotics for their children, which is what's out of stock, at, you know, 6 o'clock at night when you're trying to say, look, sorry, there is no other option, I don't have anything to give you, you're going to have to go to emergency. So when pharmacies are trying to buy supplies, which, you know, we're all businesses, we all have cash flow issues and those kind of things, we buy what we can to make sure that we can ensure that our customers have access.
Right. Well, given that a lot of people might have multiple health issues, might be taking multiple medications, and it might be because of those medications that they're, you know, they might need them. It could be a life and death situation. How critical is it? I mean, we've got now, I mentioned, 46 medicines described as being, you know, critical shortage.
Critical.
Yeah. So how bad is it, particularly for some patients?
I just looked this morning, there was 409 listed as out of stock with an expected 74 to be out of stock soon and around 200 that have been discontinued. So there's about 700 molecules that will have limited to no access, and all those patient groups will have to be transferred onto other brands, other medications, and that's where we will have other stock shortages. So that number I would take as the minimum number of out of stocks. I think the most important thing is don't leave it until the last day to get your medications refilled, because that's when it might be a few days to a week, or you might have to go back to your doctor to look at changing your medications to a different molecule or a different type of medication to try and manage the condition.
Okay. Look, with particular reference to amoxicillin, which I gather you mentioned earlier, is a broad-spectrum antibiotic commonly in use, and there's a shortage of that. I mentioned Steve Robson's comment that, you know, he's saying it's extraordinary that in 2023 we find ourselves short of a fundamental antibiotic that's been around since the Second World War, and that's a real danger, that simple infections could become fatal. I mean, is that alarmist or is that a fact?
Well, I don't think that that's a first world or first class health system that we're having when we're out of crucial medications. I mean, we've been dealing with shortages in paracetamol, which everybody's got it in the cupboard, but it's been out of stock and we haven't had access to it. So, yes, it is alarming. I am trying to have conversations with the government, have conversations with our local members to try and see how we can improve the situation. But unfortunately, the government doesn't want to talk to any key stakeholders.
Is that right? The government's reluctant to talk to anybody.
They are.
All right.
I've been trying to talk to my local member, Meryl Swanson, and I'm just getting an answer that 60 days is here. There's nothing we can talk about. But we do have issues with medication supply and medication access, and I encourage everybody to talk to Meryl, Pat,
well, and or their local member, yep.
Their local members, yeah, mm-hmm. to get out there and try and see why they won't have any conversations with them.
All right. In your opinion, do you think the situation's going to get worse before it improves?
Yes, it will, especially with double dispensing coming through. If we have a limited access to medications, handing out two is not going to improve the situation. It's going to mean that some people will get extra and then some people will get nothing.
All right. Well, do you have any suggestions as to how we can overcome the problem?
I think, well, look, I'm not in government and I'm not in the policy making, but there is definitely room for the key stakeholder groups to work this problem out. This isn't a new problem. This has been going on during COVID. But I think making rushed changes to just try and win a couple of policy votes will put people's healthcare at risk.
Good to talk to you. Tim, thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you, Richard. Good morning.
Tim Itzy, local pharmacist in Raymond Terrace.